This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Friday. It is Friday. I cannot believe it's Friday. Johnny Lupinacci, Jess, we made it. Another Friday.
Last one of the month, Tim. Last one of the month.
Free throws and face-offs, too. We're ready to go. You know what, though? Free throws, face-offs, and how about takedowns? I'm
reading my mind.
Little takedowns. Yeah, this is our segment, man, where we deal with what they call, some people call them extracurriculars, but we call them the essential curriculars, whether that's any of the sports, football, basketball, girls track, wrestling, and also, yeah, guess what? The drama club, band, orchestra, marching band, all of those, everything that goes into making education truly essential. That's what we're doing. And man, we've got a great guest talking, you know, one of the things I used to spend a lot of time doing in the 80s. But welcome to Busted Pencils, Jeff Maciek. He is the Kakana. Did I say that right? I hope. High school wrestling. Oh, thank you, wrestling coach. Jeff, welcome to Busted Pencils. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to the discussion.
Well, we said, you know, so anybody who's listening, though, we did want to, thank Jeff for bringing the Johnny and Tim hairstyle to the show tonight. First of all, love that. We didn't even send you a memo, and no. you just knew, you know, bald is beautiful. That's what I'm saying here, Johnny Lupinacci. All right. So, Jeff Maciek, wrestling. Just a little bit. I mean, how long you've been doing it? You've been a coach, you know, were you a wrestler? Give us a little bit of background on who Jeff is.
My background is not far from Kakana, about an hour away. I grew up in a small farming community, dairy farmer, that surprise, surprise, and got into all the sports when I was young, played baseball and basketball and track and wrestling, and did that through high school, all the sports, wrestled collegiately at UW Oshkosh and had some success there, and became a physical education teacher. Three of my older siblings were educators, and I followed their path. We loved our educational system at our school. We were all well involved. My parents were hardworking dairy farmers. They wanted something, I don't want to say better for their kids. We learned so many values from the farm. There's so much that came from that in the work ethic, but our second passion was our education. We loved our teachers. We loved education. We hung on every word. From music and band, we did it all. Mm. And I got to college. I wrestled, got hired in 1991 in Kakana and coached many sports, but wrestling was the one that I focused on at about the year 2000, and I've been coaching for 33 years as a head coach, and loved every second of it, and we've had a lot of success.
Nice. Johnny?
Well, I mean, Jeff, you're just music to my ears. Tim's too. We both taught, and, you know, teaching and coaching, to me, they went hand in hand. For our listeners, I mean, we say it over and over again, but here you have a coach and a teacher, you know, that can speak truth to this experience. Tim, how do those two things, if you describe them for your students or for even your peers, like, or young teachers on the come up, like, how do those two things go together? Like, what you're teaching, whether it's through wrestling or through coaching or being a moderator or a leader of a club, and then your classroom, right? Where those two things kind of meet together.
Well, the same challenges you have in your classroom are going to be the same challenges you have after school in your activities. You're teaching those soft skills, the responsibility, the accountability, the discipline, the honesty, trustworthiness, work ethic, you know, all of those things that you need from your students to develop into the classroom. It's the same thing. Now we're looking at maybe more physical skills, but the being able to work with others and be a team player. And times have changed for sure, but those skills are still, and those values are still the things that you're focused on. And then everything I just listed goes right into the workplace. Yeah. And everything that I've listed goes right into in having a family of your own and becoming a citizen and becoming a productive citizen and where you fit in. So the other big thing we try to do in athletics and I think it's really important is instilling confidence in young people. Kids need confidence. And in wrestling, you need a lot of confidence. it's really an individual tough thing. We can get into that in a second. But I asked my kids tonight at practice, I said, I'm going to go on and talk to some people about the merits of wrestling and the values of wrestling. And I said, you guys know any? And about 10 hands went up right away. And then they keep shooting up. And one of the kids said, confidence. It gives me confidence. It makes me feel confident. And there's many others. You know, from toughness to mental strength to discipline, some of the things. One kid just said recognition. Hmm. Just, you know, when you're good and you're successful, you're recognized for it. And we try to recognize kids in the classroom various ways, students of the month and, you know, good notes home. But kids that get recognized through athletics, I mean, it gives them that confidence to come back to school the next day and feel good and like they can take on more things. And we have to really, as coaches though, too, is teach that it doesn't end here. It starts over tomorrow. And what are you going to be like at 7:30 in the morning when you walk into first hour? Like we get off the bus every night. We have a good meet and it's like, this, that's to start over in class tomorrow, bring that energy with you the next day. So, it's a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. Jeff, let's jump into wrestling too, for, you know, pointing it out there, you know, and again, those values, and this, you know, say essential soft skills, hard skills, but, you know, have you had any wrestlers? And I got to guess you did, because, you know, I'm going to kind of, you know, be a little autobiographical here. When I wrestled, I had no problem in practice, in little scrimmages inside the wrestling room, being aggressive and a really good wrestler. When it came time for the match, I got so nervous about going out in front of, you know, my girlfriend at the time, my parents at the time, that I was a different wrestler when I went out during, you know, an official meet. And it was really a coach that kind of had to really help me kind of break through that, because he'd be like, Tim, you're such a good wrestler in the wrestling room. What's happening? And I told him, I said, when it comes to a meet, it's not that I'm nervous I'm going to lose, but I just had this kind of like I'd say it was a stage fright. Yeah. You know, if you can, you know, talk about that.
That is the most common thing we hear. Okay. So you are experiencing something that everybody goes through, to different levels or another, where you have kids that just, it grabs them. So we do mindset training, bring our kids in. We do a lot of that. We journal a lot. It's a big part of our topic. In fact, it was just 2 weeks ago on a Monday where we had our kids sit down and I talked for about 15, 20 minutes. I read articles. I read newspaper articles. I'll find things. I'll just draw things from my experiences, talk about our past champions and things they dealt with. And it's everything from war heroes to firefighters to 9/11 heroes to you name it, to where, you know, everybody is scared. Everybody. Like, there isn't a person in the world that's not scared, but it's the courageousness is what separates people. And because everybody goes into things and does things, and it goes, without having that fear, there would be no ability to be courageous. Like, there would be no courageous people if you weren't scared. So you wouldn't even have that in our vocabulary. And the butterflies, the dry throat, all those things we tell our kids, you know, when you can deal with it mentally, but physiologically, it's your body's way of preparing you to perform at a higher level. That's it. And the day that you walk into a competition and you feel like it's a practice, you're not ready to wrestle. So competition is going to be different. You know, practice is practice. It's a time to learn. It's a time to explore. It's a time that, you know, you can make mistakes and there aren't going to be repercussions. Nobody's keeping score. Your record's going to be 0-0 when you leave. So that's why you feel that way. But the competitions have more meaning to you for, and there's a reason for that. There's more at stake. So, you know, let your body prepare you that way. And it, but then also, you know, there's always another day. You can either win or you can lose. And 50% of the competitions that go on today, 50% are going to win and 50% are going to lose. You're going to be part of 50% either way. You're not in the minority and nobody really cares if you lose. You're going to be loved and supported no matter what the outcome is. And so
when Johnny, go ahead.
I mean, Jeff, that's such a great point. Coach Maciek, you talked about soft skills and life lessons and things and all the great ways that we prepare for Tim, like high pressure situations. And at these activities, these essentials, right? Sometimes we call them extracurriculars, but not here on Busted Pencils. We talk about this is essential. This is when we take something we love to do and we practice. What are those high stakes situations like? How do we find joy in them? But Jeff, I love that you brought up that, you know, 50% win, 50% lose. Like, this is a competition. There is winning and losing. And this is also a life lesson. Life isn't just a series of wins, right? Like, being undefeated is probably rare, if not like non-existent.
Right.
Right. And so how do we work on ways in life where we might get beat, but we don't lose, right? Or, you know, or we experience as a loss as a gain, right? How that feels in our bodies, how we mentally bounce back from that, how we take feedback, how we improve, how we get better, or how sometimes folks are just sometimes better than us on that day. And that's okay. So I love that life lesson, because as you said, like whether it's in career or in family or in community, it's not all wins, right? There are hard times.
Yeah. You got to find a little things. I know a lot of coaches like to focus on, well, you learn more from a loss than you do a win. And I'm be careful to use those statements because I think you can learn a lot from winning. I think you can learn a lot from losing. You would like to win more than you lose for sure. It seems like the champions, the kids that go undefeated, they learn more from the match as they wrestle than anybody else. Like they, I think that's what separates the, you know, the champions and the undefeateds. And they're, I don't like saying undefeateds, but like if you went through a season, because nobody's undefeated, everybody gets beat. Everybody, you're right. And
but you can have a season where you ring off, where you rattle off all wins.
And those people are just, they're dealing with those matches on a cognitive level at a way, way higher level than others. And so they're not results driven. They're more performance. And how did I do? I didn't wrestle well last night, even though I got a major decision and won. Like I got stuck in this position and I need to get better. And so, you know, you have to be able to deal with everything no matter what the result was. And you can be hard on yourself in a loss and you can feel good about yourself, or hard on yourself in a win, and you can be, you know, feeling good about yourself in a loss. It's more of the process than anything else. And I want to go back to another thing we do a lot is just breathing. We do a lot with our kids of breathing in practice. We get them really tired and then we focus on the breathing aspect of, you know, how are we going to get our heart rate back down? How are we going to get our thoughts back in order? And so it's, you know, in the nose and holding and exhaling deep and holding and getting 5 good ones in. Because if you can't control your breathing, you can't control your opponent. You know, you need to control yourself. And when you can control your thoughts and you can control, you know, things that are going on internally and how you feel and what you want to do, then everything opens up for you to do what you want. And that really for any sport, if you look at a baseball player, the first thing they do every pitch is they take a deep breath before a free throw. They take a deep breath before a server serves. They're taking a deep breath. There's a reason for that. They're staying calm. And so that's another thing you can do to, you know, if kids can just get through a good breathing regimen. And that it apply. I talk to kids in my PE classes when we're in the weeks of the ACT test about talking about, and we're starting ACT Aspire with my freshman tomorrow in flex time. So, you know, it's things I'm going to talk about. It's like, hey, you know, breathe, relax, do some slow breathing. You know, answers are going to come to you. And when you start thinking about breathing, you start forgetting about everything else. And then all of a sudden you can get back into the routine of the test.
It's just, man, it reminds me, we have regular guest educators, Amplified, two teachers, Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, And they're always reminding us about the importance of that, that regulation inside the kind of coming, you know, and realizing in school how much so often people are, you know, dysregulated in a way. And as you're talking again, Coach, here, you know, the idea too, and I'll kind of isolate it very strictly within wrestling. I mean, it is one of those. Yeah, it's a mental battle when you go out there, because I was also, you know, I'll put a little pitch here. It's that individual sport that is uniquely kind of different than team sports. You know, I played football too. Johnny's like, wait a minute, man, but hold on. You know, there was something about, you know, when it was time to go out and play football, when it was time to go out and play hockey, it was like, yeah, for me, that was payday. That was the day where I got to. But man, something with that wrestling, that individual kind of like competition out there, and how that worked, at least for my anxiety at the time, that was one that it like I really had to have a coach help me understand that a match was payday for a wrestler. Where for me, it was really hard at that time. So again, kudos to all that wrestling. And you know, and Jess has a nice question here, though, too. What kind of journaling do you encourage with the wrestlers? How do we do that?
Yeah, we it'll be topics. So a lot of times we'll develop values in the beginning of the year, a lot like I did tonight in practice, where we'll come up with some values where, you know, kids might come up with, well, we're not going to quit. Okay, is that a value that you can all, you know, yeah, like we're in this, you know, for the long term, whether it's in the match or on the season. We're going to stick it out. Things like grateful for the opportunity to compete, you know, having a sense of gratitude for competition. I mean, if you're grateful to compete, how can you be fearful of it at the same time? Now you can still get nervous, but like every time you compete, there's a monetary value behind that competition to set that up for the officials, for the scorekeepers, for all the parents, and the people that come and watch and love and support you to come and see you. So, you know, I'm grateful for that. Like, this is awesome. Like, where else is this going to happen on earth when this opportunity is done after these 4 years of competing? So this is cool. This is a great thing. And not everybody is afforded this opportunity. So that's a value. And so we'll journal on these and we'll talk about them and, you know, things you're grateful for. And it's our season runs during Thanksgiving, so we can tie that in. And around Christmas, we can tie in our team and our bonding, you know, and about family and things like that, and giving. And so, yeah, there's a lot of topics you can go on. And sometimes you see a problem with your team. Sometimes there's something that hits you right between the eyes and you're like, I don't like what's happening here. So we're going to journal about these things. And, you know, maybe it's somebody, some kids messing around in class, and I hear from it from a teacher that something was going on. Well, we're going to address, you know, how we respect and support our staff in the school. And we're going to journal why that's important, what that means to our program. We've got all these things on the walls and we get all these things and we get all this recognition. And now you're going to behave that way. Like, how make sense to me. Like, let's write about that, you know, and it's, some kids, they come up with some remarkable things and it makes you really think like, yeah, they get it. They just need to be reminded that, you know, sometimes they make some mistakes and they're still kids and they're still influenced by peers in school, you know, for some certain things. So yeah, I don't have enough time to journal. Like that's a big thing. Like I would like to journal every day, but I want to get the kids home and, but you hit on it. And a lot of kids journal on their own. Like, a lot of kids, that's a big thing now in sports, especially wrestling.
Man, I love this, Coach Maciek. I mean, when you're pointing out for our listener, potentially to anybody out there going, you know, it's just a bunch of jocks and stuff like that. This conversation today here has been, you know, a little bit about the wrestling and the things like that, but so much about learning, so much about values, so much about life, so much about understanding yourself. And that's why, you know, at Busted Pencils, we wanted to do this segment, was to just really be able to point out that these essential curriculars, they develop more than, you know, whether it's playing the flute in the marching band, or you say, you know, learning to do that best takedown, improving that slap shot, understanding how to make a better point when you're in a debate, all of those things, they're really about, you know, developing that kind of specialness about what it means to really go out and then be able to live that productive life. So, Coach, man, here's what we say. Thank you for busting pencils.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
And now for your moment of zen. I started studying history with one view in mind, to look for answers to the issues and problems I saw in the world about me.
Thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Face Off in Three Throws today. And don't forget, on Saturday, across Civic Media Talk stations at 3 p.m., you can tune in for the broadcast of Undesto AI. That's a really rich and exciting conversation we get to have with some exciting folks doing AI stuff. And then, as always, look Monday for homeroom and Wednesday for class to be in session. Subscribe and leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And keep busting pencils.